Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you once again for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women. I'm your host, Francine Humphrey, the Director of Issues Concerning Women. And we're an organization that focuses on women reaching their long and short-term goals. We assist in housing, financial aid, and life skills. Issues Concerning Women provides advocacy and services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination among women. Our vision is to empower women through hands-on demonstrations, home ownership, career development, and assistance, investing for retirement, exercise, and nutritional classes, also entrepreneurship and adult literacy programs. Our mission is to create economic independence for all women by providing a voice to those that will otherwise not be heard. Issues Concerning Women was created to empower all women to take charge of their lives and become educated and savvy about all aspects of living. Thank you for tuning in. I'm your host, Francine Humphrey. We're so glad that you were able to join us tonight. We're on every Thursday at 8:30, and that's Eastern Standard Time. So please tell a friend to join us. And if you would like to call in, the call-in number is 1-347-826-7543. Again, that number is 1-347-826-7543. And if it's not Thursday night at 8:30, then you need to go online and they'll give you the number to call, because all our programs are in the archives. Tonight we're going to talk a little bit about, first, Issues Concerning Women, and about what we do as consultants and mentors, and now some of our programs. And then we're going to talk about improving your skills. So if you want to get your paper and pencil handy, because I have some wonderful information that I'm going to share with you tonight, and I know that it will be helpful in anybody that's starting a business, or if you just want to take your career to the next level, that's what it's all about, knowing where you are right now and where you want to go. We're not looking back, because yesterday is gone forever. We're looking forward, and we're so excited that we're able to reach all over the United States, and even our global markets are opening up so that we can reach anywhere in the world. If anybody has a computer, they can listen to our program, and that is so exciting for this coming year. And the year is almost, you know, is more than half over. We're going right into 2011, and we're going in there with a bang. So I hope that what we have to offer you tonight will help you with your business or succeeding in building your career. So if you're ready, we're going to talk a little bit about our Better Living program. Issues Concerning Women has put together a series of courses intended to move you forward towards your goal of independence, financial security, and economically. We require a minimum of 4 courses to be completed to receive your ICW Certificate of Completion. The certificate entitles you to a number of benefits depending upon the courses completed. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about those courses. So if you just tune in, what I'm talking about tonight is what we offer as a consulting firm, because that's really what we are. Issues Concerning Women, we're there to mentor, to consult, but we have training programs, and we're there to help you. So tonight we're going to go over the Better Living program, and we offer, number one, entrepreneur training, wealth building training, home buying training, career and job training, and also other educational programs. Now, these courses will allow you up to get out of debt, purchase a home, start your own business, start a career, or get a new job. You will also become part of our Dress for Success program. So if you need clothing, shoes, purses, or the whole wardrobe, Issues Concerning Women will provide that for you. And finally, you will graduate from the program and receive your ICW Certificate of Completion. So I guess I need to just back up for a minute, because that was a lot of information in a short little breath, and I know how fast I can talk. the courses that I've just outlined, and I'm going to give you the breakdown for each one of just a little paragraph about what we do in the program. These are designed to help women to create a better living. And these courses are usually 6 weeks or more, depending on which course you want to take. We have our basic course, which is just plain 6 weeks, and you do need to call me so that we could set up a program that suits your needs. And some of our programs can last up to a year, and that just depends on where you are. Perfect example, I have a lady who's opening an adult daycare center in Richmond, Virginia. And I started working with her over a year ago, but she needed intensive training on how to start her business because she had never been in a business before. So you may not need that. You may only need the six-week training program, but we have options. And once we meet with you and talk to you or set up a program with you, you're able to further your awareness about starting a business or building that career through our consulting programs. Now, the first program is the Entrepreneur Training Program, and this is for starting your own business. Or if you're in business, we can also help you as well. Now, starting your own business is one of the most important reasons for a small business failure is lack of knowledge about necessary basic procedures to get off to a good start, and we all know that. A lot of times, we're not knowledgeable about starting a business. So that's where the Entrepreneur Training Program takes place. You learn effective marketing strategies, organizational structure, management control, accounting basics, and sources of financing for the small business owner. This is a wonderful program. And again, it depends on where you are in your business. If you're a startup, we have a program for you. If you've been in business for a couple of years and you need that extra boost, we have a program for you, or if you're a veteran in the business and you just need to revamp your business, we're here to help you at Issues Concerning Women. Our Wealth Building Training. Now, this course will alter the way you think about wealth. Professionals, you know, can tell you all the answers, but until you take it personally, until you own your finances, until you know where you are and what you're doing, nothing's going to change for you. You know, somebody else can tell you what to do and how to do it, but until you personally get involved with your wealth building, nothing will change. You will still keep doing the same things over and over again. Now, personal finance is one of the most prevalent topics discussed and one of the leading causes of problems in families today. You will learn many things, including personal finance, credit repairs and reports, credit issues, increasing your monthly cash flow, and eliminating debt. And this will be the best course you've ever taken. Why? Because in a short amount of time, we can help you figure out where you are, what you're doing, and where you need to go. We won't fix all your problems in 6 weeks, so please don't think we're miracle workers, but we're going to put you on the right path so that you'll know how to start building that wealth. And I can give you one little quick tip right now. It's the 80-10-10 rule. And, of course, I know you've heard it before. You 10% to your tithing, 10% to yourself, and 80% takes care of the rest. And if you abide by that rule, I'm telling you, you will see a great difference in your life, because a lot of us don't save because we don't think we have anything to save. But if you start doing that, you're going to see a big difference. You're going to have a little bit of nest egg before you know it. It's going to be a new year coming up. 2011 is right around the corner. I know I keep talking about that, but, hey, it's right there, and we got to do something different. Guys, we have to think about where we are in September 2010 and where we're going to be next September, because I know for myself I have set some goals and I've set the bar high this time, because I can no longer just stay mediocre. I can't just ride on the bottom. You know, it's time for me to rise to the top. All right. We have our home buyer training program, and when you hear the term the American dream, you automatically think of home ownership. Owning a home is an awesome responsibility, one that you must not take lightly. Our training will give you all the information you want to know about how to buy, why to buy, and even when to buy. Can I buy a home right now? Yes, you can. Is this a buyer's market? Yes, it is. The class was designed to assist you in asking questions and getting answers. This is a wonderful class for the first-time home buyers. We're VHDA certified, and so we'll be able to help you with your needs. Career and job training. Now, career and job training course is an exciting opportunity to learn about various paths to career or jobs you have always dreamed about. This program has a number of internships that can give you a peek into a professional and entrepreneur path. Currently, we are looking for interns for the following. We have our caregivers help program, administrative assistance program. We have a life coach program, a catering program, and a cleaning program. And the cleaning program is for those that are in Hampton Roads so far. We haven't ventured out anywhere beyond that. But, of course, we can teach you no matter where you are if that's the thing you want to do about running a cleaning business. So primarily these are not just jobs. We're talking about sometimes people want to start careers in these particular avenues, and we have somebody that can help you. These courses will also instruct you on writing a resume, your interviewing skills and techniques, posting your resumes on the Internet, and many, many more valuable skills. So if you're looking to bump that career up, you know, again, you don't want to be just riding on the bottom. You want to rise to the top. Give us a call, and we can teach you what you need to know and how you can get that extra boost to get you to the next level. Now, education. Have you ever heard the saying that it's not what you know but who you know? That is not always totally true. You have to have a clue before you know what you need. Education is the cornerstone of our society, and knowledge is power. If you did not finish high school and want to get your GED, or you started college and you never finished, you come to the right place. We can link you with education instructions that can assist you, and in some instances, you may be eligible for financial aid. Now, come on and give us a call, and it won't hurt to get the information. We're here to help you. We can help you, but you have to contact us. And my telephone number is 757-567-6734. It doesn't matter where you live. But I live in Virginia Beach, Virginia, and I'm also online at issuesconcerningwomen.com. We have a website. You can go there and check out some of our upcoming events, what we're doing, some of the programs that we offer. If you would like to join Issues Concerning Women, our fee is, and I believe that's $35, but I have to check on that because, you know, I talk so much. I'm talking so fast, and we're having a special for the month of October. If you attend our prayer breakfast for $20, the price of your membership is included just for coming out to the breakfast and fellowshipping with us. So that's going to be October the 2nd at the Swan Terrace, which is in Virginia Beach, Virginia. It's located at the Founders Inn. It's going to be 9 o'clock in the morning, and we're going to have a prayer breakfast. Now, this prayer breakfast is for everybody, men, women, entrepreneurs, ministers, leaders, mentors, mentees, career seekers, job seekers, anybody who just wants to come out and fellowship and have prayer with us, we would love to have you. This is a part of our program. This is something that we do. Our prayer breakfast, it's an opportunity to enjoy breakfast, others' companies, and to share in prayer. It allows people to gather in a friendly atmosphere and not be concerned about what's going on around us. People come from all walks of life. And just like I said, we have teachers coming, entrepreneurs, politicians, your neighbors. Tell a friend about it. If you need more information, call me at 757-567-6734, and we can let you know all about our prayer breakfast. And we try to have them every couple of months. But sometimes it just doesn't work out that way. But so far we've been doing pretty good, and we're just really excited about it. So if you got a moment and you're in the Hampton Roads area, just come and visit us at the Swan Terrace, October the 2nd, 9 a.m. It's going to be a marvelous time. All righty. So that was a lot of information. That was our Better Living programs. And I hope you had a chance to write some things down. If you did not, you can email me at my personal email, cinededesignxll.com. Or you can go to the website at www.issuesconcerningwomen.com, and you can find out more about our programs, what we have to offer. And I'm sure you will get a lot of information and things that are going to be helpful to you. Now, we're going to talk about improving your skills. And this can be whether you want to, again, start a business, if you're already in business, if you want to improve your relationship, or you want to improve your career, move into the next level. Because what happens is, when we start improving our skills, we start thinking differently. We have to do some things different so that we can get different results. We have to know that our mind, body, and soul has to be healthy. And the one other tip that I want to give you tonight is, if you're not on a exercise regimen with good eating, you need to be doing that, because that's going to make a difference. And I know the holiday season is coming upon us quickly, but we want to stay on top. We want to stay focused. And being an exercise program and a good eating program is vital to our being able to have the energy and the power to be your entrepreneur, to get in that career to the next level. So just think about what I said. That's my tip for tonight. Tip number two is start a exercise regimen. Go to your doctor if you need to first before you start any changing of your diet. But this is so very, very important. I've started myself, so I'm not just telling you to do something that I'm not doing. I want all of us to be healthy, have healthy hearts, have healthy minds, have healthy bodies, have healthy spirits. And we cannot do that if we're eating a bunch of junk food and other stuff that we're putting in our bodies that are not healthy. We can do things that make a difference in our whole being just by changing what we're eating. And I've learned that, and we're going to talk about that on one of the upcoming shows, about what are we doing to our bodies and how it affects our mind and our whole overall being. So get on that regimen. Okay, whatever stage you're in your career or your business, it's vital that you keep learning and you keep increasing your learning. And you're never too old to learn, so don't let anybody ever tell you that. And the need for learning increases rather than decreases as your career advances. And when you're in a business, you have to learn what's going on in that particular business. You have to keep up with what's happening. And this is the one time when you do have to keep up with the Joneses, because you have to know what's going on in the marketplace. You have to know who your competitors are, what pricing they're doing, what changes they're making, if they're downsizing or if they're hiring folks, and you're just staying the same way. So you have to know that. So you have to always improve your skills. Education is the best way. You have to learn new skills that are not linked to work demands. And what I mean by that is, never think that training is all beneath you, or you've done all the training that you can do. No. We always want to be moving forward. We want to keep it moving. We want to know what's happening. And if you feel the need that you want more learning, all the time you can't go back and take a class, because I know that your life is busy, but you can get on the internet. You can find everything you need. You can just Google questions. You can Google words. You can check out the blogs. There is the how-to program on Google. It tells you so many things. It gives you a leather information. So don't ever think you've learned everything. You always want to keep learning, and you always want to educate yourself. Now, many people promoted to a new or advanced position think they can learn on the job without any need for education in a new task.
Yeah.
If you wanted to indulge in a new hobby, for example, you would expect to know what to do. And if you didn't know what to do, you would go and find out. You would go to the library. You would go again on the internet. It's the same thing about helping you with your career. You have to know what the latest techniques. You have to know what's in place. You have to know how to do the things that you never thought you would be doing. I'm the perfect example of that. I am not a computer whiz, and everybody who knows me knows that. But I've learned so much in the last year. When I needed to learn it, I sit down. I went and I got books from the library. I bought the books for dummies and just had to figure things out for myself because I trusted somebody to help me with my website. They were in complete control of it, and I wasn't getting updates done. The pictures weren't changing. The profile wasn't changing. The information was staying on too long. And I started to think, they can do this to you because you don't know how to do this. You don't know how to run your own website. Do you even own your domain name? And I've been in business for a long time, but this was an area that I did not want to learn. I did not want to have anything to do with it, and I'd rather just hire somebody. But in some instances, you have to put your nose to the wheel, as they say, and figure it out. And that's one of the things that I had to do. I had to educate myself. So when you're improving your skills, you must educate yourself. You must master the things that you fear the most. And my thing was the computer. So mastering the computer, it gives you me power, you know? So now I feel more powerful because why? Because now I know how to do these things that I didn't know how to do before. I know how to go in and change the pages on my website and change my pictures, things I didn't know how to do before. I do own my own domain name, you know, which before I didn't know if I owned it. Well, I found out that I did, but I was paying more for it than I needed to pay for it. So you have to enlighten yourself. You have to master the things that you fear, and you have to use the knowledge that you've gained and so that you can reap the benefits. You know, some of us have to take computer classes, and I haven't done that yet, but I may have to do that. Because they're changing so fast. I have to stay on top of things. I have to learn what's going on. So I have to be trained. And I have to use my knowledge so that what I've learned, I can teach to somebody else. And that's the great thing about learning. And that's why I love what I do, because whenever we learn something new and we can give it to somebody else, that is such a gift. That is free. It doesn't cost you anything. You don't have to charge anybody for it. If you learn how to do something, share it with somebody else, and that is just wonderful, a wonderful way to improve the skills. Because guess what? When you master something and you know you mastered it, when you can teach it to somebody else. If you're just tuning in, this is Issues Concerning Women. We're on every Thursday night at 8:30, so please tune in. Tell your friends about our program. We are all about helping and staying focused on where we want to go. Tonight we're talking about improving your skills. And using the knowledge that we have, we're talking about educating ourselves and mastering the things that we fear. When we talk about using our knowledge, make sure that any courses that you plan to attend are relevant to your work. Then do all you can to apply what you've learned. Do not be deterred by less enlightened colleagues who may pour scorn on what you have been taught. You can only discover whether these lessons have real value by putting them into practice into your everyday work. Pass on your knowledge to your colleagues and make them your allies. Isn't this a wonderful way to improve your skills? You learn something, you teach it to your coworkers, or you teach it to your employees. Guess what? You've mastered what you learned, and now you have great knowledge. It's also wonderful to learn another language. We are ever present in when we're out at restaurants or we're eating out or we're visiting other cities and other states where English may not be the only language. A lot of people now speak Spanish. We have a lot of people that speak Spanish in Hampton Roads. I don't know where you live in It may be another language that's prevalent in your area. But guess what? You need to learn how to communicate with these people. Guess what happens when you do that? Mastering other tongues makes a difference in negotiations and business relationships. It also is a valuable exercise for the mind. You can get cassettes. You can get DVDs. They have, I've seen online where you can get one lesson for free to see if it's a language that you want to speak. But the best way to use it is to learn it and teach it to somebody else. You can sign up for classes, or you can, you know, just go online and download different programs. It's just, the internet is just wonderful. And you can learn so much by learning another language. This is going to increase your business, increase your knowledge, and sharpen your mind. Isn't that wonderful to know? This way you're improving your skills. So let's just do a quick overview about improving your skills. Wherever you are, in whatever stage of your career you're in, whether you're running your own business, whether you're trying to move to the next level, whether you've been in business for a while, all of those things that I'm talking about tonight are going to help you to increase and improve your skills. First, you're going to increase your learning. You're going to educate yourself. You're going to learn a new language. You're going to master your fear, and you're going to use your knowledge to teach what you learned to somebody else. Isn't that wonderful? That's what it's all about. When we talk about issues concerning women and providing advocacy and services to women in the community, this is what it's about. It's all about being involved, being determined to do something different. And that's why I love what I do. I love being a consultant and a counselor. I love mentoring. We have nonprofits that call me in to mentor to teen girls and to the ladies programs. And, you know, it's just exciting that what we've learned and what we to go and teach somebody else. It's just a wonderful opportunity for us to learn something different and teach it to somebody else. Once we've mastered it, you definitely can teach it to somebody else. And this is where our vision comes into play. When we want to do teaching and exercising, the things that we learn using those exercise programs to sharpen the mind, the body, and the soul. Also, issues concerning women, we have different opportunities for women. You can join Issues Concerning Women. There is a yearly fee if you would like to be given the newsletter that's going to be quarterly now. But you can also join just by emailing us. You know, you don't have to buy anything if you don't want to. You'll just get, you know, you'll be connected with us through our email campaign. But if you're really interested in Issues Concerning Women and all the things that we're doing in all our programs, please give me a call at 757-567-6734. I want to thank those who have contacted me by email. I know that I need to stay on top of that, but I thank you. I appreciate you tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, and I love what I do, and I hope you enjoy the program. I hope you'll come in next week so that we can share more information with you. And the wonderful thing about being in your own business, once you've mastered the things that you've learned, you can reach back and help somebody else. And that's what it's all about being there, being that helping hand, being that bridge to connect to another human being, whether it's a male or female. You know, being there for somebody else, that's what we love to do at Issues Concerning Women. So thank you for joining us. We're on every Thursday night. You can give me a call at 757-567-6734. Or you can email me, cinedesign@ll.com. I look forward to speaking to you next week. Have a great week. God bless.